All right, you had an opportunity to meet our celebrity panel today. Now let's meet our contestants for the match game. First of all, let's say hi to Joey. Joey, tell us about you.
Ready to play your game. I love it.
Right on, Joey. You're going to be taking on Char.
Was that for real?
Hey.
Char, tell us about you.
About me. Ooh. Okay, how long do you have?
Just 2 seconds.
Okay, Mom, Grandma, all right. It's all cool.
Okay, right on. We're going to play Superstar Celebrity Match Game. How the game works, I'm going to say a sentence and blank out one of the words. Then everybody on the studio panel will write a word or a phrase down to fill in the blank. Then I'm going to ask you guys to fill in the blank. And what you want to do is match as many people on the panel as you can. Every time you get a match, you get a point. The person with the most points at the beginning will be the winner. Joey, I'm thinking of a number between 0 and 10.
1.
Char?
It is one
because it's always one. So, Joey, you'll be going first. I'm going to give you an example. We're going to talk about signs you're to bad graduation. Instead of diplomas, everyone is given blank. Instead of diplomas, everyone is given blank. Joey, you got a thought on that?
Everyone is given...
How about participation trophies?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. That's how the game works. All right, Joey, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's play the match game. Signs you're to bad graduation, Joey.
Okay.
You recognize the blank as the guy you buy your oxys from. You recognize the blank as the guy you buy your oxys from. These are signs you're at a bad graduation. Think about it, Joey. Our studio panel's writing their answers down. I'll come to you in a second and ask you to fill in the blank. You recognize the blank as the guy you buy your oxys from. All right, our studio panel has their answers written down. Let's go to Joey now. Joey, you recognize who as the guy you buy your oxys from?
The principal.
The principal.
Ooh.
Good answer, principal. All right, let's go to Dee Dee first of all. Have an event at PetSmart this Saturday from 11 to 4. Is it a both dog and cat event?
Yes, both dogs and cats.
All right, Dee Dee, you recognize the who?
The principal.
The principal. All right, Joey, you got your first point. Good job, bro. All right, let's go to Vanessa and Nicole from Gracie's. Gracie's 326 Southwest Temple. If you want to experience Salt Lake downtown, great food, nightlife, experience, Gracie's. All right.
And try the hangover for brunch.
Yeah, delicious. You recognize the?
Commencement speaker.
The commencement speaker. That's a match. All right, Joey, 2 points. All right, from Den & Brick Distillery now. Let's go to Katie and Ethan. You recognize the?
Keynote speaker.
The keynote speaker. You got it. 3 points. Let's go to Alan now. Alan, you recognize?
I said the valedictorian.
The valedictorian. Great answer.
No?
Not a match. All right, let's go to Chad now. Chad, you recognize the?
Lunch lady.
The lunch lady. You know, that could have been a match because sometimes the lunch lady is the principal.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jimbo. Jimbo, you recognize the?
I said the janitor.
The janitor. You got to get your oxys from. All right, 3 points, Joey. Let's go to Char. You ready, Char?
Oh, yeah.
All right, signs you're to bad graduation, Char. Remember, don't shout out an answer until the studio panel has a chance to write their answers down. Let's play the match game. Signs you're to bad graduation, Char. The speaker is a blank. And what do they know about succeeding in life? The speaker is a blank. And what do they know about succeeding in life? Think about that for just a minute, Char. Our studio panel's writing their answers down. The speaker is a blank. And what do they know about succeeding in life? This could hurt. All right, Char, fill it in. The speaker is a dick. Is like a Richard? His name is Richard? Okay,
yeah,
the speaker's name is Richard.
Bob met him. Oh, yeah.
Okay, the speaker's name is Richard. All right, let's go to Jimbo. Jimbo, the speaker is a...
Is a millennial.
A millennial. What do they know about succeeding? That could have been a match, too. Let's go to Chad. Chad, the speaker is a...
Piece of crap.
It's actual?
Yeah, literally. Are you talking literally?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a what?
That's not a match. Let's go to Alan. Alan, the speaker is
a teacher.
A teacher.
That works.
And what do they know about succeeding in life?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Ethan now. Dented Brick Distillery. Go online, dentedbrick.com. Ethan, the speaker is a...
I also said millennial, even though I am one.
Millennial, that's a match. You see, our superstars are always right. Because we want them to come back. Let's go to Vanessa now. And Gracie's always... the speaker is a...
Circus sideshow performer.
That is a match. All right, Char, 2 points. 2-3 is our score. Let's go to Dee Dee now. Dee Dee, the speaker is a...
Kardashian.
Kardashian. Hey, that's a match, Dick.
There you go.
All right. At the end of the first round, we're tied at 3 apiece. It's time for the lightning round. You're both going to fill this one in. Char, you're going to go first, though, okay?
Okay.
Joey, think of two answers in case Char steals your original idea. We're talking signs you're at a bad graduation. Instead of a speaker, blank stages an art installation where he shrieks and flings feces. Instead of a speaker, blank stages an art installation where he shrieks and flings feces. Think about that, Joey and Char, for a second. Our studio panel's contemplating an answer. Instead of a speaker, blank stages an art installation where he shrieks and flings feces. This situation actually happened. Believe it or not. Instead of a speaker. Okay, it looks like our studio panel has an answer written down. Let's go to Char. Char, instead of a speaker, who stages an art installation?
Janitor.
The janitor. Okay. Yeah. Does he have a name?
Fred.
Fred. Janitor Fred. Okay, let's go to Joey.
Fred
Joey.
Daddy, work too hard.
Joey.
Yes.
Instead of a speaker, who stages an art installation where he shrieks and flings feces?
The school mascot.
The mascot. Okay. All right. Let's go to Dee Dee. Dee Dee, let's start this off. Instead of a speaker, who is it?
I'm seriously drawing a blank on this one. Hang on. Oh, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
LaBeouf. Yes.
He actually did do that.
All right, 2 points. 4-4 is the score. All right, let's go to Gracie's now. 326 Southwest Temple. Instead of a speaker, who stages an art installation?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Yes. And there you have 2 points. One for Joey. One for Char. All right, let's go to Ethan over at Dented Brick Distillery now. Ethan, instead of a speaker, who is it?
Justin Bieber,
another double match. 6-6 is the score. All right, let's go to Chad now. Chad, we're looking for mascot or janitor.
I said Fred.
Instead of a speaker, Wright said Fred. Wright said Fred?
Yeah.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
What? Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure.
Is he too sexy?
Well, Fred the janitor, so.
Oh, you know what? That is a match, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Chad. I missed that. All right, let's go to Jimbo now. Jimbo, instead of a speaker.
Goofy.
Goofy stages an art installation where he shrieks and flings feces. All right, our score is 7-6. Char in the lead. Let's go to Alan. Instead of a speaker.
Oh, I saw his, personally, I saw Shia LaBeouf do it.
Shia LaBeouf. And no matches in Char. You are today's winner. Congratulations, Char. We've got a prize for you. We'll hook you up right after this. And I want to, and stick around, Joey, we got a prize for you as well. I want to thank everybody on the panel for playing. Gracie's, 326 Southwest Temple, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Ethan and Vanessa for coming in also. Thank you guys from Dented Brick Distillery. Go to dentedbrick.com, set up your own tour, and taste deliciousness in a bottle. Thanks, you guys. And Dee Dee with Cause, go to cause.org. Thank you, Dee Dee.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend. It's KBAR 101 with Mick and Allen, The Freak Show.